The latest figures show Nevada and Arizona topping the list for increases in state population, with population changes of 2.9 and 2.8% respectively. Their continuing steady growth positions both states to gain 2 seats each in Congress in the next decade. Other states ranked for fastest growth include Utah, Idaho, Colorado, and Wyoming. By contrast, Wisconsin's population growth is nominal, increasing just 0.5%. Sluggish growth has raised red flags before in the state, as it cost Wisconsin a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives 7 years ago. So, what do the latest numbers mean? University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee professor Margo Anderson.
Looks to me that this will not affect the apportionment of seats because we lost a seat and went from 9 seats in Congress to 8 in 2000. The change would have to be catastrophic to result in another loss only 10 years later. The kind of demographic catastrophe that's hit Louisiana with Hurricane Katrina.
Anderson is an urban studies professor who's written extensively about the census and edited the Encyclopedia of the U.S. Census. She says the idling population numbers seen in the upper Midwest and Northeast are a continuing trend that began in the 1950s and 60s. States that are projected to lose seats after the next census in 2010 include Iowa, Louisiana, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.